Bleeders by Bill Pronzini, read by Gregory Gordon. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. I laid a red queen on a black king, glanced up at J. Cohallen through the door to his private cubicle. He was pacing again, side wall to side window across the front of his desk, his hands in constant restless motion at his sides. The cubicle was carpeted. His footfalls made no sound. There was no discernible sound anywhere except for the faint snap and slap when I turned over a card and put it down. An office building at night is one of the quietest places there is. Eerily so if you spend enough time listening to the silence. Tray. Nine of diamonds. Deuce. Jack of spades. I was marrying the jack to a red queen when Cohallen quit pacing and came over to stand in the doorway. He watched me for a time, his hands still doing scoop shovel maneuvers. Big man in his late 30s, handsome except for a weak chin, his dusty brown hair and tan suit disheveled. A sheen of sweat coated his cheeks and upper lip, even though it was not warm in there.
"How can you just sit there playing cards?"
he said. There were several answers to that. Years of stakeouts and dull routine had taught me a certain grudging patience. We'd only been waiting about an hour. The money, $75,000 in $100 bills, didn't belong to me. I was neither worried, nor upset, nor afraid that something might go wrong. But I passed on all of that and settled instead for a neutral response. "Solitaire's good for waiting," I said. "Keeps your mind off the clock."
"It's after 7. Why the hell doesn't he call?"
"You know the answer to that."
"Yeah, he wants me to sweat."